We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins play here.
Tell us! Tell us where!
On WILK News Radio.
Oh, this is where they play the games.
Backpedaling, going to tip it past the D-man. Takes a shot, and he scores!
And now, the voice of Penguins hockey, Nick Hart, on the Jason Barsky Show.
Just giving him a second to see if he recognizes that music. Nick Hart, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, good. You recognize that music at all?
You know what? I couldn't. I'd love for you to tell me, though, because I could hear a little jingle jangle in my phone, but couldn't make it out.
Oh, my God. That intro was so spectacular. You would have loved it.
Oh.
Maybe we'll have to do it again.
You have to send it to me. I want to hear it.
I will.
Let it grace my ears.
Okay, well, I'm just curious to see how many people recognize that tune, but Nick Hart, voice of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, thank you for being on the show. I wanted to check in with you as the season officially starts in, October 5th. We're a couple days away. They're starting, the team's starting on the road at the Giants Center in Hershey, which is, if you're going to kick off a season, load up on your carbs and your sugars, that's a place to go, I think.
Absolutely. That's the perfect place to start. I mean, the only better place would have been right at home here in northeastern Pennsylvania, but starting off the season with a rivalry game in a hostile environment down at Giants Center, that's as good as it gets right there. I know the players, I mean, we're still a couple days away from the first game. They're fired up to get down there and try and send a message to a team that they're going to have to play 11 more times after that, you know, and just start the season off on the right foot before they come back home the following weekend for the home opener.
I don't know how much you get to interact with their staff over there, but there's a guy who does the welcome to the arena. That guy, the voice guy, I know him. You could smack him in the back of the head and then tell him I love him. If you
know what, he stops into the booth before every single game to make sure he can pronounce all the players' names correctly, and before he even gets to say hi, I'll send you your message his way and smack him right in the back of the head.
Yeah, and then just
that's from Jason.
Yeah, it's Bob, right?
Yes.
Okay, making sure I got the right guy, because I'd hate if you smacked a stranger in the head. And Bob's like, no, I quit that job 3 years ago. I'm fairly certain. That would be so embarrassing. Again, we are on WLK. We're the official home for Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins hockey. The team starts off at Hershey, Lehigh Valley, and then we have our first home game, the 12th? That's right, the 12th versus Utica.
Yep, exactly.
When fans come to the arena, one of my biggest frustrations, I was loud about this, when I first went to the arena, when I moved back to the area, I was frustrated by the lack of connection to the outside world, where everyone's on social media. And then for work, I went to the Trump rally that was there, and I couldn't do my job because I couldn't connect. Is there any truth to the rumor, as far as fan experience goes, any truth to the rumor that the arena has been upgraded?
There is truth to those rumors, somewhat. There are a series of upgrades that are being rolled out throughout the season.
Okay.
I know a lot of fans were nervous this past offseason, this past spring, thinking that the team was going to leave. I don't think that was ever in danger of actually happening. But as part of the team's new lease agreement with the arena board, upgrades to the arena are part of that agreement. And throughout the season, the early parts of the season at that, a couple of upgrades are going to be rolled out, and new Wi-Fi is in the plans for Mohegan Sun Arena at KC Plaza this season. There's also going to be a brand new ribbon board to make things bright and flashy and more entertaining in the games. And the players are getting a brand spanking new locker room, another thing that they're really excited about right now.
So throughout the season, so when do you think the Wi-Fi is going to happen? Because I want to bring my kids. My daughter gets bored very easily. And you need to put her on the phone, or then it costs us a ton of money in concessions. So if I'm being real. No, is it sometime halfway through the season? Is there a timeline for the Wi-Fi?
That I don't actually know. I know they want to get it as soon as possible
because
you and your daughter and many other people that come to the games want to connect, want to be a part of it on social media, and we want our fans to be sharing their experience on social media and things like that. So is it going to be ready tomorrow? Unlikely. Is it going to be are we going to have to wait until next season? Absolutely not.
Okay,
the Wi-Fi is definitely in the plans for this year, and they're trying to get it done as soon as possible.
I had emailed you when we were talking about having you come on the show again. This is Nick Hart, the voice of the Penguins, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, on your official home. You can hear all the games here on WILK News Radio. You mentioned that there's four players from Finland who are raising hell and taking names or something. Is that correct? Is that a good way to put it?
That's certainly one way to put it.
Is it in a fun way, or are these guys just like just out to like destroy the team? It sounds like they're having a blast, having fun.
Oh, it's definitely the latter. These guys have been an absolute joy to get into the Penguins locker room this season. One of them we had in the past. He came to Northeastern Pennsylvania very briefly 2 years ago, kind of at the end of the season to see what, you know, pro hockey was all about, kind of thing. But now he's here, and he's got three of his buddies with him. In the past, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins had been rife with Swedish players on the team. This year, four Finnish players, and that young man, as I mentioned before, Nicklas Almaty.
Wait, before you say his name, I got to cut you off. I was going to ask you, is it Nicklas Almaty? Nicklas Almaty.
Nicklas Almaty.
Almaty?
Almaty. You got to kind of roll the R a little bit.
Oh, I'm bad at that. I'm Nicklas Almaty.
Yeah.
Okay. I have the names of them here. I want to see if I can pronounce these. So I was looking at them. I'm like, at first I was going to ask you to tell me how to pronounce them, and I thought it might be more fun. Is it Emil Larmy?
So close. Emil Larmy.
Emil Larmy.
Emil Larmy. Like, so it's E-M-I-L, but you pronounce the E like it's an A. Emil Larmy.
Emil Larmy, which sounds like a security company. Emil Larmy.
It kind of does. I'm sure he'd appreciate that, too. He's a funny kid.
Good. Okay. I'm going to... Ulapalve. Oh my! How is Palave out of five letter? Palave.
That's exactly the thing. There's an extra syllable in there. We're calling it the Favre principle, where the R came after the V, but you pronounced it first with Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Ulapalve. There's just an extra syllable in there, and you just got to deal with it.
I heard one of the preseason games, and I'm very impressed with how well you know these names. And I know it's your job, and this is why you do that job, and I do this job, because I probably would screw up the names constantly and just think it's kind of funny, even though it's very disrespectful. You do a great job with the Ulapalve.
Exactly.
The last Ula. One here, it's got
sorry,
one.
Sorry, not Ula, it's Ola. He Ola. Said it to me. He said it's just like saying hello in Spanish. Ulapalve.
Ulapalve. And the last of the four, the Finnish four horsemen, maybe.
Yeah.
The Ice Warriors, the Finnish Ice. I don't know. I'll come up with something.
I might steal that Finnish Four Horsemen.
It kind of works. Except they're on ice. The Finnish Four Horsemen on skates. It's getting too long now. The last of them here is Kasper Bjorkvist.
Ooh, I thought you were going to get it.
Bjorkvist. Bjorkvist?
Yep, the V is pronounced like a U. So even though it's Bjorkvist, you treat that V like a U. Kasper Bjorkvist.
Kasper Bjorkvist. Now, those four, can you just run off their names like they're doing a play? I just want to hear what that would sound like with all four of those names. I just want to see if you could pull that off.
Emil Larmy goes behind his net, stops the puck behind his cage, leaves it for defenseman Nicklas Almaty. Almaty going to move it up the right wing wall to Kasper Bjorkvist. Bjorkvist into the slot for Ulapalve, and he shoots, and that's a save made by Hershey, but they get the rebound and score.
Nicely done. I would just be like, that guy, and oh, that guy is friend with this goal. That's what I would do, and it wouldn't be as fun to listen to. You do a great job at what you do. It's talking to Nick Hart, the voice of the Penguins on the official home for the Penguins, and we don't have a ton of time this morning, and I'm probably just going to say, I wish you and the team best of luck. At some point, I wouldn't mind bringing some players down here, especially if they have accents, because I find that entertaining. I mean, in an educational kind of way. I'm gonna get punched by a hockey player, and I don't want that to happen.
No, nobody wants that to happen. I don't know why they do that to themselves in the first place, but they're happy to accept that punishment on the ice if it means it can help them get a win, and we're hoping to win as many games as possible this season. We're so excited to get the year going and so excited to be on the horn with you, Jason. Thanks for having me.
No problem here. Again, first game at Hershey on the 5th and then the 11th in Allentown. Or is it Bethlehem? Bethlehem, right?
Allentown.
Yeah. And then first home game is coming up on the 12th. Versus Utica. Tickets available. You can get them at the WBSPenguins.com website right there. Just details and stuff. So, hey, Nick, we'll have to have you back on again just because I want to get just interesting stories, road stories and stuff like that to tell the story behind the story. You can be a fan or you can just be a fan of the people behind the team. And I think it's always fun to kind of dive in like that. And we are very proud to be partners with you guys.
That sounds like a plan. I'm happy to be on the horn with you. This was fun, so we absolutely got to do it again.
No problem. Please tell Casper Borkfist I said I'll get your name right eventually. Don't hurt me.
I'll be sure to let Casper Bjorkvist know that you're on the tap.
Nick Hart, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it.
No problem, Jason. Big thanks.
You got it. All right, we're going to take a very short break here. Ula Palave. Man, that's five letters and three syllables. Anyway, I can't wait to get out to a game or two. My kids had a great time last year. Catch all the games here on WIOK.
The Jason Barsky Show.
WIOK News Radio.
And radio.com.